Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
You're a pioneer. God has called you to find something that has never been done before, and nobody understands you. And when anything is not understood, it will be rejected. When anything is not understood, it will be what? It will be opposed. But I believe, God, that the word here for you today is that the new beginning that God has called you, there will be grace for a new start, for the new wine to receive the new vessels that will be able to contain it, so that what God is about to do through your life shall begin to flow again in the name of Jesus. You are not giving up. Yeah, you are not giving up. You are not giving up. I'm not giving up. I didn't give up. You won't give up. I said you won't give up. Thank you so much, Pastor. There was something you did one day in church. I will never forget it. God bless you. You changed their life. They didn't understand his ministry. They didn't understand what he came to do. They resisted him. But it was revealed to destroy the works of darkness. The reason why he came was to end the existence of law and darkness. Hear me, darkness cannot comprehend light, but darkness will always, always, all the time resist. But it doesn't have the power to stop it. Is there somebody today in the church and darkness is resisting you? It is time to arise. It's a new beginning. It's a time for your light to break forth. You're a new wine. I said, you're a new wine. And you have to ensure the new wine is meant for the new wineskin. You can put a new wine in an old wineskin. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Scripture so they can sit down. Let's look at the word of God from the book of Luke chapter 5 from verse 33 to 38. Just wait. You know, let's just look at this scripture. Can I use New King James Version before? Now, New King James Version. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, I pray that everyone that is here, a new wine is coming out of us for this new beginning in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 5 from verse 33. Then they said to him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers? I mean, this was John the Baptist, the one that was coming before Jesus. So, I mean, he was the forerunner and his own disciples were fasting. So, what is it? Why are you not fasting? Why are you always eating? You understand that? That was a problem. That was what? A problem. If John was saying something about you, at least look at John. Look at John. Look at his people. They're fasting. Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers? So there was always fasting, there was always prayers. The fasting and the prayer was not a new thing. The coming of Jesus did not bring about prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting was going on before he came. That's what it means. And he says, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. That was the huge problem. Yours what? Eat and drink. Have you ever thought about it? Do you have answers? Can somebody give me an answer here? Think. Can somebody give me an answer? Why? Think. There was a confusion. You know, when a new wine is coming, it comes with a new system. It comes with a new structure. It comes with a new expression. We don't understand this man that has shown up here. Let's take the next scripture. Some of us are confused. But I truly pray, just like I'm causing you to think. Think now. And he said to them, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? Now think again. What does that mean? Think. Why did Jesus ask them that question? He said the disciples were the friends of the bridegroom, verse 36. Why? Verse 36, Luke 5, 36. And he says, then he spoke a parable to them, saying, no one can put a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. The new makes what? And also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. We are trying to combine some new things and some old things. A new year is not a new year because the calendar has changed. There has to be a spiritual transition for your new year to change. It's not the changing of the calendar that makes it a new year. It's the transition of the spirit. There's something that is transiting as we are speaking. Let's take on with the scripture. If not, one, you tear it, you join it to the next one, you are causing damage. Let's complete the scripture. Praise God. And he says, and no one puts new wine in an old wineskin, or else the new wine will burst the wineskin and be what? Spilled, and the wineskin will be what? Ruined. That was not the idea. But new wine must be put in a new wineskin, and both are what? Preserved. God bless us. Welcome to church. Be seated. There is something that, if it's not well understood, Pastor has been trying to guide us. And I got this. It was like a summary. It was like a summary. You wake up in the morning, remember, not your social media first. Make God first. Make God what? First. This is what will make the year new. This is what will make the year what? Different. The way you arrange your spiritual life. Yes. That's what will make the year different. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a kind of fresh oil and anointing that must come upon us that will help us to understand what God wants to do with us. And I'm trusting the Holy Spirit again this day. Thank you, Jesus. To gradually bring us to a place where the new wine, no matter the resistance is facing, must not destroy us. Must not do what? Destroy us. Because if you want to take the new wine and you are still coming with the old wine skin, it will burst you. It will do what? it will burst you. And that's why the church always say, when we are starting the year, we need to start the year with prayer and what? Fasting. But I want to build it up. I'm going to build it up. I don't want to rush it. The new wine faces resistance, not because the wine is wrong, no, but because the old wine cannot carry what is coming. The question about fasting exposes the issue. The Pharisees fasted, yet could not receive the wine. The disciples did not fast then because the wine had not yet been what? Poured out. Jesus was revealing timing and not canceling the fast. Most of the things that Jesus was trying to speak to them about was timing. Was what? Timing. They say, season, this is January. What has to be done now is what has to be done now. Where is the fast in all this? The fast is not while the bridegroom is present. The fast begins when he's taken away. Why? Why did Jesus have to be taken away? These are the things I'll be settling as I minister today. Fasting is not the wine. Fasting prepares for the wine. Fasting just prepares you. Yeah, fasting prepares you. It doesn't affect God. Yeah, fasting does not change God. It's you that is being changed. The fast belongs to the season of preparation. Your fast belongs to your season of separation. Your fast belongs to the season of you being prepared as a renewed vessel. Why the wineskin? Why the burst? Now, new wine must expand. New wine must what? Because new wine ferments. New wine does what? Ferment. Something is coming. A new idea is coming. A new proposal is coming. In this room, it needs expansion. What is about to come is not what you know before. Something is about to happen that you don't understand. And it needs room to breathe. God is about to drop new things into your life. It's not static. It's stretching. And it's about to stretch you. And you can't receive it if you come with your old mold. An old mold is an old skin. You know something about an old skin? An old skin is what? An old skin cannot stretch. An old skin is classified. An old skin is already taking on all the stretches it can take. 2026, you have been stretched. It has taken what it can take. The battles of 2025 is the battles of 2025. The battles of 2026 is the battles of 2026. The grace of 2025 is the grace of 2025. The prayers you did for 2025 is the prayers of 2025. The temptations, the trials, and the things you have to go through 2025. Listen, you've gone through them. And I want to let you know that you are not going to use the same strategies. The same what? The kind of prayer that led you out last year is not the pretty moon in a good badaga hayana giddy mata kude kabadaga hana ina udubu shikida rocketa bagade hina guda basobo shagade. So many things are changing. Things have changed. And in the year we are coming into, you will need to prepare for what is coming. You need to prepare for what is ahead. You need to prepare for what is going to happen. And let me say something about it. Jesus spoke this before the cross because he knew the Spirit was coming. And today the same truth stands for us. God is still pouring new wine, but only those who become new vessels will contain it. I want you to understand, Jesus said this just before his arrival of the new wine. And I'm going to build it up and you're going to see how it builds up. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just think about all I have said for now. Just ask yourself some very vital questions. Why is it that no one can put a new wine in an old wineskin? Think about it. Why will it burst? Why will it spill? The essence of this season is not for things to be lost, but for things to be preserved. There are things that need to be preserved from last year. There are things that need to be preserved from the past. We're not just letting go of everything, but there are things you don't have to carry over. What are they? Can you ask the Holy Spirit? As the Spirit of God, in this new year, in this new beginning, what will come with me? What will be left behind? What are the things that will not cross this new season? What are the things that will not happen in my life? What are the things I don't want to see? What are the patterns that should not continue? Are you asking? Somebody, you know, this service may have started a bit prophetic, but yes, it's going to get into the teaching. But as I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus, I see the prophetic atmosphere, and a strong teaching is coming with it, because things must be breaking. There are things to drop and things to pick up. New wine always arises before it's understood, and when it comes, it faces rejection. Maybe you face so much rejection because you are not understood, and you are about to drop what God gave to you. You are about to abandon the vision that God gave to you. No, I don't think it's about abandoning it. And I don't think it's about carrying the hurt and the pain into this new year and feeling bad about it. No. No, there is something to be done. Something new to be done. There is an attitude. There's a strategy. There is a way forward. Not because the wine is wrong, no. But because the old wine skin cannot carry what is coming. That is why it cannot take it. It cannot take it. Means it cannot take it. Have you ever been in a place you are saying to yourself, this new year I cannot take it. I can't just have this. It's enough. And that people around you are now really thinking, no, they can't force me in this mold. You know, I just discovered something the whole day. I think about it. That people you are looking at, you can't change anybody. Has it occurred to you? No matter what you tell them, they will have to be who they are. And your assignment is not to change anybody. People have to accept what they want. Your assignment is to understand your time, your season, and what God has planned for you. And then be wise to recognize what is for you and what is not meant for you. Am I connecting with somebody? So you will not frustrate other people's life. Neither will you frustrate your own life. Do you know how many millions of people on this earth? Billions globally? And you are just trying to quench your life because of one or two or three people whose mindset is set. And you are trying to bring your new wine into the old wineskin. There are some workers that they've made up their mind. One thing that you can do for yourself that is wrong is to hold on to people that are tired of you. Let them go. Let them what? Go. They will still leave you anyway. They will leave you. Or to try to hold people, to beg them, when you know that you yourself also need to let go so that people will let go. You must let go. People have to let you go, and you have to let people go. The season Jesus was facing. That was the season he was facing. Yes, yes, yes. Not because the relationship is wrong. Not because it's just that it's done what it's supposed to do. The old wine has carried the old wine. The old skin has carried the old wine, I mean. It's done what it's supposed to do. It's stretched. And if you want to stretch more, then you just have to look for new wineskin. The resistance Jesus faced was not against the truth. It was against the change of life. Do you know why? The old order could not contain the new life it brought. Do you understand that people don't like change? Do you understand that some people are comfortable the way things are? Do you understand that some people that you can't come up with new rules? You can't come up with new way of doing things. But unfortunately, the world is going digital. If you don't understand that everything is your name, PFN, all tied up with your passport, you can't afford to be careless or to keep staffs with you. Don't you understand that Google has all your information? Don't you understand that your codes are not in only one system, that every code you have, that they have picked it up and have connected all your code to give you a backup code, a return code? Don't you understand the world we are living now is controlled by your ability to conceive the accuracy of your code and your system, and the tax system is coming. And you have people who just want to continue working with paper and biro. And they don't want to learn how to change anything. They don't want to understand how emails connive and how they connect and how they move and connect you. And you want to move in this new global system that is coming out. Your business will sink without you knowing it. You are going to get strike left, right, center. You are going to have yourself impacted in so many places. You are going to have visas shut down on you. You are going to have nations that you are supposed to get into reject you because your passport number, everything about your age and date does not agree. This is not the time you go and forge paper and enter university. Your date can no longer change. You can't change dates anymore. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand that? Yes. Your records have to be. Your address. You can't just change address. Everything about you is coming together. I'm talking about what is happening in the physical. And some of us are not yet aware of that. And you really want to become a global figure. I don't think you really are serious about that. You are not. Hear me. As we are going forward, you are going to meet people who just decide they don't want to grow more. You're going to meet people who are going to decide they want to be left the way they are. And that was how Jesus was facing a system and a people who were not going to let him move. So the resistance Jesus faced, John 1:1, he came to his own and his own did not receive him. He didn't even die for that. I want to say to somebody, don't die because your own have refused to accept you. Don't let your vision die because your own does not want to accept it. If you're not able to accept the things I'm showing you, then you're not able to enter the new wine with a new beginning and a new mindset to survive this season in Jesus' name. The rejection was not personal, it was structural. The vessel was not prepared, period. People are not prepared, they're not prepared, period. Stop hating people, stop struggling, stop quarreling. They cannot take it, they've had enough. They've had enough of you, they've had enough of you pushing. You are going global. You are going somewhere. You want to do something bigger than the picture they are seeing. But they want to stop you. Because they themselves are not prepared to where you are going. So what must you do? Your eyes will better open. You better start recognizing those who have seen the vision. Those who understand their vision. Those who have understood the vision of what was coming. And you know where Jesus went? He left his city. He went to a city that was called Capernaum. Capernaum was called the city of Jesus. That's not where he came from. Capernaum was a city that was along the water. That was where people came to trade. That's where he settled. I mean, people came with different ideas. People had a broad mind. They had an openness. They could receive new things. And that was where he brought his message. Because the structure of tradition was not much there. The structure of the laws were not strong there. Because these were people who were coming from all places. They were coming through Galilee. They were shipping. They were shopping. They were traveling. And so people could receive him. And then he went for these fishermen who had been in the borders and the boundaries of those areas whose mind were a bit open. My advice you today to begin to look for people whose mind can be open. A new season may require you to begin to fish in new waters. For your business, for your life, for the way you begin to approach your study. If you don't open up yourself, you are going to find yourself being impacted badly. I know what I'm saying because there's so many new things coming upon the earth. Every day, laws are changing, especially if you're in the global market and you are being exposed to the internet world and you are doing anything that is going to be meaningful, that is going to move with time. Your mind must be open. If I'm communicating, can you wave? Because I know the Holy Ghost is here. For those of you who refuse to change, the important thing is why they change and what is they change for. That was something that the Pharisees have not been able to address. Why the old wineskin rejecting the new wine? The new wine is a living wine. It expands, it stretches. The old wine are shaped by law without life, form without power, tradition without spirit. So when new wine enters, it will burst. Sure, it will burst. Sure, it will burst. It surely will burst. You want to be an interior decorator? I want to be carrying one old catalog with you. When people are in a time, they'll come into a space, just use their phone. Their phone will take measurements. In few seconds, they will download possibilities of things all over the world, place every design and furniture, and just, you know, get all the costs and then just send it in a few minutes. And the customer has his house and costs. And you're still carrying about an old what? Sure, you're going to be having some old customers patronizing you. John chapter 6, verse 63, it's the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And if you're in the spirit right now, I believe your spirit is breaking. Yes, your spirit must be flowing into something. The flesh cannot manage what only the spirit can sustain. Why did I say so? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of understanding. The Holy Spirit is the spirit that gives you might. The Holy Spirit is the spirit that brings the fear when it's required. Because it's the fear of God that is the beginning of wisdom. And if you keep cheating people, think they don't know. You've been harassing people, think that they don't know. Because you used to think that you are the only smart mechanic, eh? So only you can diagnose. They'll carry their car to another place. They'll get another diagnosis. If you've been cheating your customers, you're a doctor, you don't want to tell people what is wrong with them. In this time of science, when the person had already googled, knows some symptoms before he came, or you think that you're a lawyer, do you know that AI can give them the pathway to their case? Listen, you must be open to information and you must be honest with people. If you shut down, your business will shut down. If you shut down your life, you shut down. Nobody has any exclusive right to knowledge right now. Knowledge is open. Information is open. The minds of people are open. So if your own is still closed, thinking if I don't cheat them, if I don't block here, they won't get anything. If you are blocking somebody, you are blocking yourself. If you are blocking the future, you are already blocked. If you can open up and you allow yourself wisdom, there is a new way. Things are moving. The little skill you have, you cannot share it. If somebody is asking you, can you help? You just come up with a big fee, thinking it's only you who can do that thing. You just walked away because you refused a very good offer. You just walked away because you refused a very big offer because you did not make as much as you want. Somebody else is looking for what you are walking away from. The call in the midst of this season, what is the call? Hear me. In the call of this hour, Jesus did not stop pouring because the vessels were old. He called for new vessels. He called for what? New vessels. And I believe that the call for this hour are new vessels who are ready for new beginning. Do I hear a believing amen? Do I have new vessels that are ready to have a new mindset? Think differently, do things differently. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because people are getting set free here, getting released here. Now, Matthew chapter 9, verse 17. But new wine must be put in a new wineskin. In the face of rejection, the call is not to resist. The call is to prepare. The call is to what? To embrace the truth, to receive grace, and to allow God to make the new wine. Yes. Yes, always use New King James Version. So how we prepare to carry the new wine? That's where I want us to start now. How do we prepare to carry the new wine? Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 to 27 says, I'll put a new heart. I'll put what? I'll put a new heart. And I'll put a new spirit within you. Can somebody cry out? I need a new heart. I need what? It's the heart. It's the heart. I'll give you a new heart. And I'll put a new spirit within you. Ezekiel was already prophesying about what was to come. I'll take the heart of stone out of the flesh and give you a new heart. Ezekiel was already prophesying about what was coming. The book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2, he said, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. How do you carry new wine? You must constantly and daily be renewed. If you don't study the word of God every day and allow the word of God to renew and transform your mind, if you want to go on the way you are doing with the old wisdom you have, the wisdom of the world, you are going to be stuck. God has made the word of God a guard and a path for you. And if you hear the word of God daily, that word will always checkmate you. The word of God will keep on transforming your mind, giving you the opportunity as a believer and as a child of God to think differently and to do the right things. Acts chapter 1 verse 4. You have to wait for the promise. You have to wait for what? The promise. New wine requires everybody that wants to walk with a new wine in this new year. It requires a changed heart, a renewed mind, and a yielded heart. Ask God. These things has to happen. A changed heart. Ask God a new heart. A renewed mind. A yielded life. You need a yielded life to wait. A yielded life is a patient life. Ask God. Ask God.
God is making out of me a new.
not, it's just you not changing. But people around you are changing. People are changing. People are just changing. And if you keep on the way you are going, you'll find out that you'll be alone. Ezekiel said, I'll give you a new heart. That means a new changed heart. That's the way to prepare. Romans 12 said, a transformed mind. That means a renewed mind. Acts 1 said, a heart that is waiting, which is a what? A yielded life. A life that the heart is not changing. You just come the way you are. Just keep thinking, like I spoke about supplanter. You thought you could just be like Jacob, just keep supplanting, doing things the way you want to do it. You don't want to renew your mind. You don't want to yield your life. If Jacob had not done those things, he would never have faced his future. And I'm here to tell you today, Jesus spoke of a new wine because he knew the Spirit was coming. He knew that without preparation, the wine would be wasted. So today, the question is not God pouring. The question is, are we becoming new vessels?
New wine.
Yes. Are we becoming new vessels? That's the question. Are we becoming new vessels?
God is making.
Yes. Maybe you used to shout down on your wife, but that woman has opened eyes and she will not continue living with all that abuse. Generally, human beings are beginning to be aware. And if you want better relationships with people, you must learn to respect space. So you can't just keep holding back with the old traditional way of marriage and the way we did parenting and you expect people to connect. You're going to have a problem. The question is not whether there's a pouring going on. The question is, are you becoming a new vessel to go with what is being poured into this generation? This is millennia, 25 years into a new millennium. Don't expect to meet with the same kind of children, the same kind of people. Life has changed. If you don't change, you'll see things leaving you. You're going to see things leaving you. This is the foundational truth. A Christian life is not sustained by flesh law or effort. It's sustained by the life of the Spirit. The life of the Spirit has a way of helping you. It is the Spirit that gives life and the flesh profits nothing. Every battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness centers on truth. Life must be lived in the Spirit, not in the flesh. As you begin to live your life in the Spirit, hear me. One sure thing comes is that wisdom comes. Can I hear amen? God will always upgrade your knowledge. God will always tell you by the leading of the Holy Spirit per second what is obtainable and what is not obtainable. In case you are in a crash, a marriage crisis or a relationship crisis, or you are facing major crisis, I want to say something to you. There's a promise. Somebody say there's a promise. Let's start from there. There was a promise. And everything that has promised will come to pass. I'm going to start from there. Because if you don't understand what is coming and when it comes upon you, you get confused. Jesus understood. The coming of Christ was not accidental. It didn't just happen. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 29. There was a promise. Can we look at that? There's a season of restoration. And I'm here to announce it to the house. Hallelujah, somebody. There's an announcement of a promise of what? Restoration. But there's also a protocol and a process. And that's what we are converging to converge into. Amen, in Jesus' name. Let's look at the book of Joel chapter 2 from verse 25 to 29. He said, I will restore to you. God said, I will do what? I will restore to you years that the swarming locust has eaten, what the crawling locust has eaten, what the consuming locust has eaten, what the chewing locust has eaten, my great army which I sent among you. God said, I will restore. You will eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. That word is for somebody. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I'm the God your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. That's a reminder, a second word of assurance for somebody. And it shall come to pass. Somebody say, afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. My sons and my daughters will prophesy. The old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see what vision. And the word of God closed that by saying, and also my maidservant, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. Now, in these days, I want you to know that we're in that time and that season for every generation. In our own generation, God said he's going to restore. You know, one of our biggest enemy in this time past is, what do they call it? Is it app that they used to borrow money? What's that? Loan app. I don't want to give you details of family that their children have used it and they have gotten stuck. and the family is stuck paying it. All this new help cannot help you. There is a way that a man can float up. Maybe that's why I was the Holy Spirit led me to our brother the last time I shared something here. And I don't want to go there because it's going to take me out of my message today. Hear me today. There are systems that are drowning you. Some of you here are in debt. You don't know how to come out from. But I bring you good news. I bring you good news. The Bible says that yeas were eaten by locusts. Does locust eat yeas? I thought he eats grasses. Some of us are so stuck. One of my prayers from this altar today, that everybody that is impacted by debt, that miraculously, like the ass head, was floated up, that coming into this new year, there will be an activation, a supernatural release of ass head that have been taken on. The prophet said, where did you lose it? And I'm telling you, it's a time of prayer and a fasting, a season like this, that God will cause everyone that has borrowed, everyone that has been stuck, every generation and season that has been stolen to be recovered in the name of Jesus. We're in a time when everything, the contracts you have been doing, business, everything in your laptop, your phone can be stolen in the dream. You wake up physically, you begin to lose things, data in the spirit, or it can be stolen physical, and your whole effort of years will be lost just because of a moment in a careless place and you lost it all. But hear me. God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Why do you need that? Other matters. Other matters. I said what? Other matters. What is the order of restoration? Number one, when restoration must come. Two, there must be repentance. Then three, the outpouring of the spirit. We want to see it, but it will not come. Except if there's what? There was a prophecy. First was the prophecy of restoration. Second was the prophecy of repentance. And third was the prophecy of what? Outpouring. Did you get that? I'll go deep into the scripture. We're going to recover that. Anybody looking for restoration here? This is the protocol. If there must be restoration, there must be repentance. There must be what? Is somebody there? Yes. You want restoration? This is exactly how it happened with Jesus. That's what he taught us. The promise existed long before Pentecost, but he has not yet been released. He had not yet been. There's a fresh oil and anointing coming right now to set somebody. I see you are climbing. He's already climbing. He's getting it. Is somebody climbing? Are you getting it? Climb your ladder. Climb your ladder. There's a ladder of restoration. It's a promise. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
God is making out of me a new wine.
Are coming out from the pits. I just see people just rising, just coming out of hidden places, dark places, and rising. And they began to rise. Israel was in darkness. Israel had been impacted. Israel was finished. But then Joel was prophesying there was a coming glory. There was a coming restoration. There was something coming. Then Jesus shows up. Jesus confirms the Spirit had not yet been given. Even though he shows up. Let's look at John chapter 7 from verse 37 to 39. He shows up. You know, they were already quarreling with him. Why don't you people fast? And then at that time, he was already hiding. But on that last day of the feast, he just shows up. He He just showed up. But when he showed up, he couldn't show up openly. But on that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Hallelujah. Verse 38. Hallelujah. There's always an invitation. The new wine cannot come unannounced. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of him will flow rivers of living water. Even his disciples have not started drinking, but though they were with him, thank you, Holy Ghost, I see gifts already being restored. I see visions being restored right now in the name of Jesus. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those who believe in him will receive. He was there with them, but he could not give it. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Somebody say protocol. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. There may be some waiting time, and you may be there right now. And maybe you are getting impatient. Don't be impatient anymore. Yes. The disciples walked with Jesus. They saw the miracles. They heard the truth. They were commissioned, yet the Spirit has not been poured out. Why? Because the cross had not happened. I said the cross had not what? Happened. I'm becoming every day. I'm becoming. Since I knew that there's something the cross happened in my life, that's when I really started becoming. You know, when you start to know that you become by what the cross has become to you, you're not going to be troubled because of people and what they think about you and what they choose about you. You begin to become when you know that the cross was a place of exchange, where it was taken, where it was nailed, where it was finished. And if the cross had become, then I must become. I'm becoming. I'm that child of God. There's a song that said, cannot enter old wineskins, so don't expect them to accept it. Why the disciples did not fast like the Pharisees? Luke 5:38. Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? No. One cannot put the wineskin into the, or else the new one will burst. Jesus knew his death was coming. The Spirit will be sent. A new one was about to begin. Old religious system cannot contain new spiritual life. Yes. Untransformed lives. We pause under the weight of the glory of the Spirit. They can't take it. Who is this girl? Where is she coming from? Where is this small boy? Where is he coming from? Who gave you the right? Who made you? But hear me. There's a commission before power. But power was still needed. There was what? What matters this season is the commission. Wait, and I will make you. Wait, and I will make you. Wait. You see, to become is that place of waiting on the Lord. Jesus gave authority before Pentecost. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called the 12 disciples to him, he gave them power. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. He did that. He commissioned them. He told them what to do even before the time will come. Okay? He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast out and to heal all kinds of sickness. Yet this authority was limited. Why? See, what was coming was not the old system where somebody has to wait on beside that only one person will fall into water. No, there were a people that were coming that will be carrying power. A people that their shadow will begin to heal the sick. But the old system will not let these people emerge. So he had to call the 12 disciples to himself and give them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal the sick, and then to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of what diseases. He was preparing them because a new order was coming. Yet authority was limited. Why? Because authority without indwelling spirit cannot sustain kingdom. Somebody say kingdom. Yes, the command to wait for the promise is what establishes kingdom. We are now in our 5 days waiting for 2026. Day two down. Day two what? Down. Wise people will fast. Wise people will wait at the gates of new season. Every new season has a gate. And every gate you see, there is a throne. Every throne that you see, there is power that rests on it. And there are tokens and sacrifice that sustain every new season. After resurrection, Jesus gave clear instruction. He didn't come until after he died and came. In the book of Acts chapter 1 from verse 4 to 5 and verse 8, he said, wait for the promise of the Father. Acts chapter 1, he said, from verse 4, we're going to take that and 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said you have heard from me. Verse 5, for John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. So you see the progression. There was a commissioning. You are going to heal the sick, but you wait. I'm going to give you the power to do that. When the new wine is coming, there is a protocol. You don't just get up and do things carelessly. If you don't follow protocol, you will not, those who were not there in the upper room, they were not a part of the new move of God. Verse 8 says, now it was a definite confirmation of what was going to happen. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost what comes upon you. So what were they expecting? They were expectant. They were expecting the power that will come. I declare even as I speak, there is a fresh wine, a new wine, a new oil that is resting upon you for this year, 2026, to function, to become all that God has spoken concerning you in the name of Jesus. And if you are waiting and expecting, now receive, now receive, now receive, now receive in the name of Jesus. Now receive. Let everything of old pattern begin to break down. They were trained by Jesus for 3.5 years. But training alone was not enough. They needed power for their new life. That was promise. Somebody say promise. Yes, that promise was given in the book of Joel. Joel from chapter 2 from verse 28. And the Bible said in the book of Matthew, how I wish the fire was already burning. Apostle speaking, he said, it is him, the promise which the Father spoke about. That is what has come. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. When the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. That was not law. That was not flesh. That was the day and the time of appointment. There is an appointment here. And the appointment today is appointment of the new wine. And while we are sitting here, now receive. I declare, now receive. I declare, now receive. I command, now receive in the name of Jesus. Every divine appointment or assembly or gathering, there is a gift for that hour. And there is a gift of a new wine for a new year, for a new beginning. We didn't gather in vain. The explanation is this. When the people questioned what they saw, Peter answered. Acts chapter 2 from verse 16, 18. Let's look at that. You may ask questions, things you want to understand. The people questioned what they saw. Peter answered them. But this is what was spoken by the prophet who? Joel. He took them back. Let's go. Verse 17. But this is what had been spoken. It shall come to pass. Yes. It shall come to pass. In the last days, says the Lord, that I pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and what? Shall? And your young men shall see what? You know, young men. Young men, it's your time. It's your what? Some of us, when you start crossing 60, 70, you see, you're an elder. Wrap up. Start wrapping up. It's only politicians at 90 years that start their business. But a medical doctor, a good lawyer, by the time you're getting to 70, If you are in government, they are retiring you. Are you getting me? Young man, you have an advantage. You can dream now. It's your time. It's your season. You have strength. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Do you know that I wish I could run again? I wish I could climb my mountains and the mountains I go to. It's not mine, by the way. I wish I could do what I did when I went, but I can no longer. Don't waste on time. Time goes, I cannot get it back. I can't get back my yesterday. My 20 years is gone. I don't regret it because I put in what I should. I'm glad to face my tomorrow. If you waste your time and when you want it back, it's so bad, so painful to see a man at 60 years still struggling to get started in life. What you couldn't do when you were 50, you want to do it now that you are 60. The best time to start life is at 20. And the best time to really be serious with life is at 30. And the time that you'll be a fool forever is at 40. And the time to understand eldership is at 50. And when you are 60, you don't waste strength talking to people because you don't have it. By the time you are 70, you should be a person, like my pastor told me about legacy. You should be thinking about what you are leaving behind. One currency you can, no matter how I like it, no matter how they go abroad, one of our old presidents, somehow they later told us he has gone. But somehow we never knew whatever has happened. Nobody can come out of life alive. Everybody is going home one day. Every year is a reminder. You are going. Every birthday is a reminder. You are climbing the ladder. Touch your neighbor. Say to your neighbor, the most valuable currency is not money, but time. And if you are young, I want you to celebrate. I want you to stand up and do like this and say, I got it. What you have, we are looking for it. You got it. Celebrate it. Celebrate your youth. Celebrate your strength. You can do what I cannot do. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Do I see
God is making.
Spoke about, he said, what money cannot buy, what money cannot what? And I tell you, if you can jump, the money can buy jump. Jump as high, money can buy it. If you can stay, jump. You can still move. Money cannot buy it.
New one.
You know, I was trying to test my step. When I could go like this and like this and like this and like this without somebody holding me. See, a time will come. You have to put on this kind of shoe because faith has restored. You know, they'll start building new shoes for you. Padded shoes because your knees can't. But when you renew your spirit,
yes,
I can still climb. It's God's mercy. If I allow what came upon me override me, by now I'll be wearing a shapeless shoe. But I've come to learn to renew, and I'm renewing. And I want to encourage all of you. Maybe you were discouraged before you came. If you are young, you may be depressed. There may be addiction. There may be something the enemy is using to weigh you down. Or maybe there may be some financial situation. There may be some health situation. Something the enemy is trying to use to bring you down. But this, when the people questioned what they saw, this is what Peter said to them. But this was what was spoken by Joel. Later, Paul reaffirmed this promise as the life of the church. It was not a one-time event. Galatians 3:14 said that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Faith. Through what? Faith. If you give up on faith, you have lost it. See, nobody will believe for you. If you can restore your faith, anything can still go on. But if you say it's over, it's over. If you say you are finished, you are finished. If you believe I can do all things to God who strengthens me, can you lift it up? Lift up, lift it, lift it, make it high, make it high, make it high. You see?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Requires new vessel. You can run again. You can marry again. You can have your child. You can see that vision again. The promise continues, but the principle has not changed. What must you do? Romans 12:1 to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, just as old. 2 Timothy 2:21, if anyone cleanses himself, he'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master. The spirit is holy and there's no escape. How do you receive this new life today? Number one, you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are today and you have not received Jesus, that's the first thing to do. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9 to 10. Could you just place your hand? My time is up. Let me pray with you. Invite Jesus into your heart or you rededicate yourself. That's the starting point. Can you say, Jesus, I invite into my heart. I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. If you just pray that prayer, make sure that we get to know here on this altar. Thank you. The Holy Ghost has already come. Just by this simple prayer, yes. And if you are rededicating yourself and you are saying to God, I want to live this year differently. Repent and forsake sin. You must do what? Repent and forsake sin. Acts chapter 3 verse 19 is very critical. You can't continue the way it is. You must repent and forsake sin. Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. We want to have our refreshing, but the Bible said the way to it is what? Repent. Then number 3, renew your mind by the word. Colossians 3:10. This is compulsory, it's not negotiable. You must renew your mind. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10, daily, and have put on the new man, and is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. You must do that. These are things you must do. Then what do you constantly do? How are you going to sustain it? Luke chapter 24 verse 49, you must tarry in obedience. Luke chapter 24 verse 49, you must do what? Tarry in obedience. One of the hardest things to do for us now is obedience. Have you ever started fasting and you could not finish it? You started fasting, then you broke that fast. started fasting and then you broke that fast, then there's a demon controlling your life. That's why you cannot fast. That same demon will not allow you to study the Bible. And that's why the Bible said this can only go by prayer and what? Fasting. As long as you cannot fast, your life can never be recovered. And that was why Jesus was preparing it for the coming glory that was coming. Okay? Without transformation, old wineskin will burst. But with sanctification, new wineskin will do what? I started a fast for some young people. After some days I checked, I discovered that 70% were not doing what they were supposed to do. I thought I would force it on them, but I now discovered that they could no longer fast again. So I put them on a water fast to check how many of them that could go. Halfway, I discovered they still could not. Half of them could not take the water fast for 3 days. Okay? I checked up again on what to do with them, and the Holy Ghost said, take it easy. You want to go 7 days fast. This will have not even succeeded in ordinary fasting. I went again for the past 1 month, trying to see whether this generation could fast. Finally, I had a solution. I had to now go the third time. By then, they had begun to pick up some strength. This time, some of them were able to go 3 days. I said, okay, new system starts. You go 3 days, I'll give you fruits. After that, you go another 3 days, I'll give you fruits. So that way you can come to 6 days. But Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And there was no water with him. Same did Moses fast. Every person that did anything significant could carry fast. How many of you in this generation can go 7 days now without water? How many have done it? I place a challenge on you. It's a personal call. So what have I done? I put them on 21 days now. So every 3 days, they go only water. On the third day, I give them fruits. They go 3 days. On the third day, I give them fruits. They go 3 days. They will run a circle. Okay? So that way, they can make it to 21 days. But it's going to be a combination of Daniel and water fast. It was a new fast I discovered for this generation. Since they don't have the strength, they can't even carry water for 7 days. So we'll be giving them a bit of vegetable to keep them going. Indomie generation. They learned how to cook fast food. Even their mother doesn't give them food. On my closing, Lord, can you pray with me? Say, I ask for a new wine. Sanctify my heart. Renew my mind. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Let me carry your power, not the flesh. Your will, not the law. Hear me. I close on this note. New wine is not emotional. It's not an exciting message I brought to you. New beginning is not an effort you can make for yourself. It is a life of the Spirit flowing through a renewed vessel. And if you heard me, you must take a decision for a concrete fast plan. Follow what the church has. There's a corporate grace now. In case you're among those who start fast and break it, there's a new wine to join the fast today. Yes, you didn't join, but you can join now. Can you give us a display? Let's know what the details of the fast is. Can a pastor come and ask them? You can join. I discovered you can join now. You can join now. You can start now. Now start. Yes, start. Start. I know churches are fasting. You've joined a lot of fellowship. Many of us belong to fellowship on television. I know many of us are on television watching. Okay? But there are some things, the presence of God, there's some presence you can only get when you are in church. Yes, 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 yes. Are you receiving that grace? Is that strength upon you? Okay, I'm done. But I want to see those who have been disobeying in fasting, who just start and break, come to the altar, just step out. I want you to take an act of faith. Throughout last year, you are breaking your fast, we are breaking. Just, you start this, you break it. Just come for 1 minute, just 1 minute. Step out from your chair saying, God, this year I will fast, this year I will obey, this year I will do the right thing. Just come and receive the new one. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. As you come, you are breaking out of the old pattern and you are receiving a new wineskin. Pastor is coming. Someone will pray for you right now. Just come, because you need to identify that this year you will not leave it in disobedience, but you are going to leave it in obedience. If you are up there, you can come wherever you are. Come. You struggled with your fasting life. You are not reading your Bible. You just know that there's a drag. See, when you are watching something online, you can be on for like 10 hours. But once you bring out your book, sleep comes immediately. There's a demon behind it already. Something has been designed to stop you from progression. Under this anointing, you are stepping out, your fasting starts today. By tomorrow, you're already fasting. Within 7 days, every yoke is breaking in Jesus' name. before this month is over, which is next week, you are going to see God do an amazing new thing. There's going to be a turnaround. You've been rising and falling, breaking habits that you just continue restarting. Come here, come here. You've been finding it difficult to break some yokes, break some addictions. Come here. I'm going to put a word for you before I go down, because I need you to step out and stand on this altar for a new wine and a new start. I just have that leading this hour, that as you step out, what you are telling the devil is that he won't hold me back. See, what is telling you not to come out is the devil. I'm telling you the truth. Don't let him keep you hidden and keep disgracing you. Come out. The truth is, you can't fast again. Even till 2, if you start, you break. Come out. Don't hide your sin. Come out and repent. Can you begin to talk to the Holy Spirit? Just tell the Holy Spirit, well, that's where obedience will start. That's where obedience will start. If you don't, you can't pay your tithe when you can't even fast, when you can't even tithe, you cannot read your Bible, you cannot pray. You just know that something. Pastor has said you must read your Bible, but when you wake up, you go first for your phone. You want to stop it, but you can't. I know God, I cannot, but I can do all things. One can pursue 1,000. 2 can pursue 10,000. 2 Christ who strengthen us. On this corporate altar, I send God saying, if you come out and step into disgrace, God is going to deliver you from disgrace. That pattern of life that is almost disgracing you by a pattern of immorality, unfaithfulness to your partner, God said, I will break you out of that. Every uncontrollable, unruly life that the devil has held you bound, come out on this altar. There are about 7 of you that is still coming. Come. Just come, yes. Those of you who are here, there's already a fire on your feet. There's already a fire on your feet. There's a lifting. Because you stood, God will stand you in Jesus' name. Where are the others? Just come. Just come. This is a very important moment. This is a very important moment. Just come, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Where are the others? You have 5 more people. Come. Just come, yes. There's a fire already on your belly. That's a healing. It has come. Some of you, it's been the cause of your sickness. That diabetes has been a cause of, you know, once you start fasting, the sugar insulin breaks. And then you're going to find out that the high blood pressure goes down. The system is cleansed. You're going to receive both mental, emotional, and psychological healing. Everything about you, this is a renewal. This moment is a time. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's an anointing upon you to renew you, to renew you, to renew you. There's an impact. Here, Pastor, please come and join me. Where are the pastors? Please come. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please come, sir. Where are the pastors? Please come. This is a very important moment. Very important moment. This is a very important moment. I join my grace with the grace of the pastors in the house to pray for you right now. To pray for you right now as I hand over to the pastor.
Your 2 hands like you want to collect something. He says, my grace is sufficient unto you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Tonight, I release over you a new wine. I release over you a new wine. Your weakness is turned to strength. Your insufficiency is turned to sufficiency. I declare over you every negative habit. Break in the name of Jesus. Every negative habit, break in the name of Jesus. Anything that stands between you and your next level and the new wine that God wants to pour into your life, let that thing be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I open the door of your spirit to receive a fresh anointing, fresh fire, fresh grace, fresh impartation,
fresh strength, fresh capability, fresh ability in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 Can we just thank God? Just thank God as you go back to your seat. Just thank God. Just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We say thank you. Thank God. Just thank God for this day too. You commit day three into the hands of God. You commit the day four. And ultimately the explosion that be in this house on day five. We are getting a build up and we are getting ready. Lord, we are prepared. We are prepared for what is coming. For what is coming, we will carry it. To all the workers, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for the fresh wine is coming. We are not going to be left behind. We will not miss out on what is coming. We will receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.